So as days go by, more and more conflicting information keeps coming up about Miss Rona, you know, aka COVID-19. The worst part is that this information is so confusing that sometimes it can actually cause you to have symptoms of the disease, e.g. just a headache. I have to be honest and say I'm really fed up of hearing about what Miss Rona is doing, and I wish I could just go on vacation. Speaking of vacation, a time like this last year, I was thinking of doing a road trip to Zambia for a much-needed break or vacation, if you may call it. I was actually going to drive all the way to Lusaka, and by the way, that dream is still there. I believe one day I will accomplish this, though right now I'm not sure when, as we wait for Miss Rona to pack her bags and leave. Hopefully by the time the adventure bug bites me again, they will have found a vaccine for COVID-19. Then we can all be free to cross borders without borders. In the meantime, as we wait for the vaccine, we continue taking care of our bodies by exercising, sleeping enough, feeding our minds the right nutrients or nutriments, eating healthy, and taking the necessary essential oils and vitamins our bodies need. And speaking of vitamins, what vitamins do our bodies need? I know I've heard the powers that be speaking about vitamin C and E, but what about vitamin A, the complex group of vitamin Bs, you know, the vitamin E, vitamin K, are they not needed? Well, in my quest to answer this question, I decided that my word for today is going to be B for vitamins or vitamins, depending on which part of the world you come from. Hi. My name is Liz Washuka, and I welcome you to listen to this episode of Survival Alphabet, where today I'll focus on B for vitamins. If you've been following this podcast since the day it started, then you know for sure there's definitely going to be a twist somewhere. Why not stick around with me to find out where the twist is going to be? So let's look at the vitamins that our bodies need. We know there's vitamin A, which they say is good for healthy eyes and general growth and development, including healthy teeth and skin. And they say the sources of this vitamin is carrots and other, you know, orange foods, including sweet potatoes and melons. But is this the only vitamin that our bodies need? So I'm thinking we also need another kind of vitamin A, which for me is vitamin ambition. This is a strong desire to do or achieve something. Ambition will push you to keep you going even when your body is tired, when your mind is, you know, almost shutting down. It encourages you to continue even when the facts on the ground discourage you from following your vision or your dream. Yes, vitamin ambition is necessary for you to achieve your goal in life. And where do you get ambition from? You need to have a healthy imagination. Imagine getting what you are desiring and then invest time and energy into your goal. Remove all the negative thoughts from your mind. Focus on attaining knowledge and do not be afraid of taking risks. When you have all that together, then definitely you get your vitamin ambition. Let's go to vitamin B. Vitamin B has so many additional vitamins in it. There's B1, there's B2, there's B3, there's B5, there's B6, there's B7, there's B9, and then there's B12. But all those vitamins, you get them from whole grains, from potatoes, from bananas, from lentils, from chili peppers. Yes, no, and I love chilies. From beans, from molasses, and the like. What are they good for? Energy production, immune function, and of course iron absorption. This is the group of vitamins that also deals with the DNA and the red blood cells and all that. I don't want to get into the science of it because my main focus is actually not those vitamins per se, but the additional vitamin I want to introduce to you. It's called vitamin Brave. This means being ready to face and endure danger or pain, showing courage, enduring or facing unpleasant conditions or behavior without showing fear. And we all know we need to be brave when you're dealing with our dreams or our visions. Because in pursuit of our dreams, you will need to be brave to face all the unpleasant conditions that you will encounter along the way. People will disappoint you, others will literally block your progress, and at times you will lose everything like I once did, and you will be forced to start all over again. It's not a good place to be, but when you have, when you're brave, then you will just, you know, get up and move on. But if you're not brave, you will just give up and forget your dream. Like a guy called Lana Del Rey said, being brave means knowing that when you fail, you don't fail forever. Failure is not permanent. Be brave enough to pick yourself up and continue moving when things do go as unplanned. They don't go as they were planned to go. So where do you get bravery from? It comes from within you. First step is to recognize your fear for what it is. False evidence appearing real. Think of the worst possible scenario and how you could handle it if it did happen. And think about the great rewards you will get by overcoming your fear. Be ready to embrace change in strategy where change is necessary. But as you're changing your strategy, don't change your goal or your dream. And then always think of how good you will feel by being brave, especially after you've received the reward you were looking for. And then you have vitamin C. It's good for strengthening blood cells, giving your skin elasticity. It's an antioxidant function. It has a function of absorbing iron. And we all know you get it from oranges. Like right now, after they said that vitamin C is important for us to deal with Miss Rona, oranges and lemons and all those things are going like hotcakes. But I want to introduce to you another vitamin called vitamin confidence. This is a feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. And where do you get it from? Having a feeling of self-assurance that comes from appreciating your abilities, your qualities, your skills, and your uniqueness. It comes from having a positive self-image no matter what is going on in your life. It comes from knowing there's a difference between your who and your do. Yes, in other words, your failures don't define who you are. Failing once does not mean you failed forever. You can pick yourself up, and when you try again, you might just get what you wanted. It comes from being a solution-oriented person and not part of whatever problem you're seeing. It comes from the knowledge that you have been spending hours on end sharpening your skills. And like Robert Staubach said, confidence comes from hours and days and weeks and years of constant work and dedication. You know what? Know your stuff and your confidence will shoot up to the sky. Vitamin D, it's good for strong, healthy bones. And we all know spending some time in the sun, that's the easiest way of getting this vitamin. But I also want to talk about another vitamin, which is vitamin direction, which simply means the general aim or purpose or the course which must be taken in order to reach a specific destination. Question to you now becomes, do you know where you're going? Do you know which route or path is going to take you there? Do you know where your destination is in the first place? You need to have all these variables defined for you to say that you have vitamin direction. And where do you get it from? Your vision, your goals, your purpose. If you don't have any of these, then you definitely lack vitamin direction. So get your act together, get your vision and goals in place, and we will see you on the other side after we reach that destination. Then you have vitamin E, which is good for blood circulation, protection from free radicals as well. Where do you get it from? Almonds especially. Some other nuts as well. You have sunflower seeds and tomatoes. You can get that from those particular foods. So, other than vitamin E, what else do you need? I am calling it vitamin energy. This is the strength and vitality required for sustained physical or mental activity. Where do you get it from? You get it from having very clear goals of where you want to go, a clear roadmap of where or how you're going to get there, a risk management strategy detailing how you will mitigate any challenges that you might encounter along the way, and of course, constantly reminding yourself how it will feel when you achieve your goals. You need energy, much energy, for you to achieve your goals. And then of course, we come to the last one, which is vitamin K, which is good for blood coagulation. This is the process by which your blood clots. Where do you get it from? Lots of leafy greens, you know, the spinach, the kale, the broccoli, all that stuff, it will give you this thing. But I want to introduce to you a different vitamin K. In this case, you're talking about vitamin kindness. This is a quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. And where do you get kindness from? Just give someone a genuine compliment. Look for ways to promote peace wherever you go. Listen to understand but not to respond. Smile at people often. Help a needy person without expecting anything in return. In short, there are just too many ways to show kindness. Just be creative. Well, there you have it. As you strive to get vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and K for your body, also consider getting the new vitamins I've recommended to you. The beauty about these vitamins is that they are all within your reach and you don't have to spend a single dime to get any of them. Stay healthy and remember to take your vitamins. Be ignited, be inspired, be influenced to become the best version of yourself you can ever be by being healthy in all areas of your life. God bless you. Stay safe and stay sane.